You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Just a two-part question.
You lose.
What do you think? Who do you think won the Kristaps Porzingis trade? And the second part to that is, where do you see the Knicks in 2 years if they land one or two of big free agents?
Well, first of all, I think that Doncic and Porzingis will have a special bond and relationship land down there. I think Carlisle's a really good coach. I think he's going to turn that into a wheel and deal and Dime City is going to be diamond lobs to him for dunks. And I mean, we all know KP can shoot. He can block shots. I've said before, I don't like his physicality. He's not a big, low post, low block type big man. He's a toothpick. So he shoots from outside and on the wings and in the corners, and he blocks shots and can start and run. I'll say this. What I saw of him, he can definitely finish and run in transition. We'll see how he is after blowing his knee out. But I don't think the Knicks did that badly. You get two number ones down the road, and you get Dennis Smith Jr. You know, they're going to love him at the Garden if he's going to dunk a lot and be a flyer. And they already like Knox, and you put Dennis Smith Jr. with him. Now, if you go get, if you go get two superstar players, let's say hypothetically if they got a Durant or a Kyrie, and I don't think they're getting Anthony Davis. I think the Lakers will get him. If the Knicks get Anthony Davis, I'll keel over. Honestly, I'll walk backwards for a month because I just don't believe it. But let's say they got KD and Irving. I don't even believe that. I don't believe Kyrie Irving's going to the Knicks. But if they got him, and they had Knox and this kid Smith, the Knicks would become overnight dangerous. And they're going to have two number ones down the road. And they're not going to be top six picks. They're going to be first-round picks after the top five, whatever. So I think that those can still be valuable picks. I really do. I'll take any guy in the first round of the NBA draft. There's only two rounds, so I'll take a first-rounder every time. I like, down the road, two first-rounders, and I like Smith if he's going to be a flyer and not be a B, because he's been down there, a B meaning, a complainer, like a B, like swear word. So if he's going to be like he did in Dallas, because he complained about his gig in Dallas, he's in his second year and he's already complaining. I don't want that guy. I want a guy that's going to go to the rack and dunk and shut up, take your paycheck, live in New York, meet chicks, go eat good restaurants, and shut up. Just play ball.
Honestly, that guy doesn't even matter to me. The only way the Knicks win this trade is if they sign two guys in the summer. If they don't, he doesn't matter. The trade doesn't matter. This is all about them getting two guys that matter.
Well, they must know something we don't know, because
well,
I
listen
think...
to Kyrie today. It sure sounds like he's going to try it.
Yeah, well, I'll believe it when I see it. Now, the guy that never says anything is Durant. Now, the guy that never says anything is the guy I'm willing to believe there might be a chance that he would come to the Knicks and he would take over New York City like no one's business. But remember, he is an incredible player, but he's broken bones in his feet before, and it can happen again, because I got bad feet. I got double plantar fascia, bone spurs. Once you have bad feet, you always have bad feet. Once you break your foot once, you can do it again. Once you blow your knee out, they do it again. I mean, trust me, these guys aren't playing patty cakes. They're running up and down playing NBA basketball. It's no joke. So I don't trust anything. Whether a guy's going to be healthy, you get this guy, doesn't mean he's going to be healthy.
No,
look at Porzingis. Porzingis sat out a year and a half.
I'm with you 100%.
You don't know what you're going to get.
I still don't know if they'll even sign him long term.
But I don't agree with you on Smith. They actually like Smith because he was a number one, and he's got a huge upside. I don't think he's, his problem was once Doncic got there, he got real jealous. And I don't think he can adapt to him.
That's fine. I'm not saying he's a bad player or anything like that. But if that's all that they get out of this deal,
horrible.
If the deal's horrible. This deal is about getting guys that matter. He doesn't matter.
But is it even horrible if they get him, the two number ones, and only one star player?
Honestly, no. Not if those number ones are 23rd overall, 26th overall?
Listen,
what if the Mavericks become good and they're one of the four best teams in the league by then, and those picks end up being 27th, then, 28th? If they lose.
Then William Hill's going to open a sports book in Dallas, and I'm going to move to Dallas and pay no state taxes to live there.
If you're going to tell me that those picks are going to be 6th overall, 8th overall, then yeah, that's a home run. But you don't know that.
Is this guy not the ultimate New Yorker, all of his complaining? Let me tell you something. We've heard about the Knicks, right, for the last 20 years, and they're miserable fans. And all we've heard about, it's true, is that this summer, we've waited for this summer for the last 6 years, that we're finally going to get, the Knicks are finally going to get two superstar players this summer. And if they don't get them, I'm going to jump in the Hudson River and drown myself.
But this is the second time we've heard about this summer. Because remember a few years ago when we heard LeBron was going to go there? They ended up with Amari Stoudemire, and that's it.
Oh, God.
So, once again, it's not going to happen for them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.